Now, advances in medicine are also a wonderful thing, especially if you're one of those who needs treatment. And a truly remarkable trial is taking place at the Royal Bournemouth Hospital. It involves planting a device in heart patients, which then sends back their heart patterns to doctors without them actually having to leave home at all. Quite extraordinary. Let's find out more now from Dr. Chris Kritoff, the consultant cardiologist and also a heart failure specialist. And we're also going to hear from Mike from West Moors, who knows just a little bit about this personally as well. But we'll come to Chris first of all. Chris, very good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thanks for being there today. So tell me a bit more about this, because I was just looking at a text from one of our listeners saying that QA have operated a wireless service for pacemakers since 2014. My dad has one, says Amanda in Fareham. Is this a sort of a similar thing but different?
The principle is the same in terms of, you know, remote monitoring of a patient, but the practical application is very, very different. So this is a small device that measures the pressure between the heart and the lungs. And essentially, that pressure goes up a few weeks before traditional things like weight increases that might prompt a patient to present to hospital. And so the beauty of this is you can actually make changes to a patient's medication before they even know they're going to get sick.
That's extraordinary. So I suppose the question is, how do you know that you should have that bit of kit to start with?
So the trial in America was a huge thing where they looked at patients who had already been in hospital with a heart failure admission. And they showed that there was a 40% reduction in patients coming into hospital who had had these devices fitted. I think the general message is if you've got symptoms of breathlessness, swelling of your ankles, then get it checked out. But this is for all sorts of heart failure, but more at the severe end of the spectrum.
And this is groundbreaking, Chris, in the UK. Am I right in saying Bournemouth is the only general hospital to be doing it?
That's right. I mean, I think it's a real testament to Bournemouth's reputation for cardiology and research that there are only about 12 consultants in the country doing this, and most of those are at big, you know, major teaching hospitals. So for us to have it here is a fantastic achievement. I think there's about 50 patients currently in the UK, and five of them are in Bournemouth.
Amazing. Will you stay there? Because I want to bring in Mike, who's on the line from West Moors. Is he one of your patients, by the way?
He is, yeah.
Oh, right. So you could have a consultation on air, or maybe not.
Know him well.
Hi, Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Hiya. Morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Terrific. Great to have you on the show. And look, a bit of background about you. Do you mind doing the CV on the air for me?
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah.
Go for it.
I was first diagnosed with heart failure in September, the 4th of September, very suddenly by a virus that had attacked my heart. And, I've been under the care of Dr. Kritoff since then.
So. And I'm going to be blunt, you're a young man, you just turned 31, so yeah. This must have all come as a bit of a shock for you.
Yes, yeah, definitely a shock, yeah. And then as soon as I presented myself to Bournemouth Hospital, I had fantastic care, and I've been very grateful to be part of this clinical trial because it's a fantastic device.
Yeah, and do you, I mean, just take me through the process of how it works and how does it affect you?
So basically, what I do is when I wake up in the morning, I turn it on. It's like a pillow that's on my bed, and then I lie down, and then I send it all cellular to Bournemouth Hospital, where Dr. Kritoff monitors the readings, and then he changes the medication as needed.
And when you were offered a chance to take part in this trial, I mean, was it just a no-brainer?
Yeah, fantastic. As soon as it was mentioned, and everything that I've received from Bournemouth has always been, you know, as they explained, very ongoing and everything like that. But yeah, it's an absolute no-brainer to have this done, because if someone can monitor you that closely, because it's so hard to sort of tell if you've got fluid on board and stuff like that, it's usually too late when you start spotting those signs. And when your breathlessness is going up the stairs, you just think this shouldn't be happening at 31 or any age, really. And you sort of tell yourself differently, and the next minute you're in, you know, hospital. So.
Yeah, yeah. And Chris, back to you. Then when you get that information each day, I mean, is it a daily basis, basically?
It is. So the monitoring comes through every day, and really you're looking for trends. So you might not react to every single reading, but you're looking for trends that might show that a patient's heading the wrong way. I think it's probably just worth saying as well, the trial is designed, it's a cost-effectiveness trial. We know this technology works because of the big trial in America. This is designed to see if we can save, firstly afford it in the NHS, but save the hospital and the NHS money. Because every time a patient comes in, the cost to the NHS is about £4,000. And these patients might come in, you know, three, four times a year even. So we're trying to show that we can be better for patients. They don't have to come in as much. and better for the hospital and the NHS because we save money.
And I know it's a funny thing to ask, but I do mean it. Is the fact that you feel more confident, Mike, about your being looked after, is it helping you to feel better too?
It definitely is. It was obviously, it's, as I say, it's ongoing and stuff like that. I'm very, very pleased. It's so reassuring to have that and have someone basically attest every day, or, you know, as I say, with the trends and everything like that. So it's definitely more reassuring. And to have someone monitor you like that, that's brilliant. So that's why, as I say earlier, it was an absolute no-brainer when it was offered to me as a clinical trial.
And Chris, can you put a cost on that? Seriously, if people feel that they're being monitored all the time, they then might feel better and actually it might improve them and therefore save money.
I think that's a great question. And the answer is no, you can't. Reassurance is such a big thing that you really can't put a cost on it, in my view, because patients can then have the confidence to go out and perhaps do a bit more than they would have done previously.
Yeah.
And that has health and psychological benefits.
So what I'm really saying is it has extra benefits, which it might be difficult to put a cost on, but actually
Absolutely.
Might save the NHS a lot of money too.
Absolutely.
Which is terrific. What's I suppose the next question is, what's next? I mean, Chris, as regards the scheme, are early indications from America, for example, showing it is cost-effective and therefore could this be rolled out big time?
Yeah, I expect, projecting forward, that we'll see an awful lot more of this. There's more trials ongoing to look at patients who haven't necessarily been hospitalised to see if they're, you know, at the more mild end of the spectrums. And early indications are that they, again, improve costs, but also there's an indication that patients die less, which is the ultimate marker, really, that we're looking for.
And look, before I let you go, because I know our younger listeners will be going, I say younger listeners in the bracket of 20 and 30-somethings listening to this, might be wondering, for Mike, let me ask you, Mike, what were the symptoms before you had the virus, and did you know there was something seriously wrong?
I actually didn't. I've always suffered with asthma, so I thought breathlessness, and I thought my asthma had just flared up, and I ended up going down A&E. And then looking at it probably afterwards, I'd noticed a little bit of fluid and stuff like that, but no, I didn't.
Right, OK. And Chris, just coming back to you, anything people can learn listening who might go through what might happen to him?
I think really it's just about recognising if something isn't quite right, if something's changed, bit more breathless than you were, can't quite do what you did, ankle swelling up a bit, particularly if you're lying flat. Those are sort of triggers. Certainly see your GP in the first instance. There's blood tests that can be done to see if there might be heart failure developing. But really, I think the message is just get these symptoms checked out.
OK. And a quick question, Chris, from Bill, who's just been in touch. He says he had a Reveal implant after having 3 stents fitted, but has never shown anything up. Is this the same as this new device or different?
No, that's quite different. So a Reveal device is looking at the heart rhythm, so to see if patients might have either a fast or a slow heart rhythm that might be a contributory to symptoms, whereas this is designed to look at pressure. So the two things are quite different.
Well, look, I want to thank you both for letting us eavesdrop on your surgery this morning. Mike, I'll let you get back to your day.
Thanks very much.
Great to have you on the show, and keep well and keep me posted on how you're getting on. And Chris, look, congratulations on this, and what a real fillip for Bournemouth, yeah?
Absolutely. Thanks
very
much. Great to speak to you.
Cheers. Bye-bye. So there you are, our two guests there. Chris Krytoff, who's a heart failure specialist and one of the leading lights on this in the UK, which is fantastic news right here in the South. We love that. And patient Mike Aggett, whose life has been turned around.